Here's another musical father-son story for Father's Day. Daryl Scott is an alternative country singer-songwriter who won an ASCAP Songwriter of the Year Award in 2002 and plays with Steve Earle's Bluegrass Dukes. Daryl's father, Wayne, is in his 70s and installs chain-link fences. When Daryl Scott became successful enough with his country music career to start his own record label, the first thing he did was pay tribute to his father. He produced an album of Wayne Scott singing mostly his own songs, the songs that Daryl heard his father sing when he was growing up. The album is called This Weary Way. Terry spoke with Daryl Scott and his father, Wayne Scott, in 2006.
Daryl Scott, Wayne Scott, welcome both of you to Fresh Air. A pleasure to have you here. Daryl, when you started your record company, the first album you released was by your father. Now, you know, you're pretty well known in the world of country music. So why did you want your first record to be your father's music?
Well, I just thought it was important. His music is important. I know I'm his son and all that, and there's that going for it, but I really feel that his music is important just because it's so pure and true, especially to the form of really country music or mountain kind of music. I heard these songs all my life, and I know them backwards and forwards, and it was just time to finally get him to come and record these, you know, with a bunch of my friends down here in Nashville, or in some cases we went to him up in Kentucky in his living room, and I just thought it was time.
You've said that you used to think that all the songs he sang were by Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and other venerated songwriters. When did you realize a lot of those songs were his own?
Well, yeah, they kind of blended together because around the house he would do all of that. He'd do Johnny Cash and Hank and Merle Haggard and all that and his own. And there was a time where I didn't know which was which. It was just all blended in as what I thought were great songs. I'd say probably somewhere in my mid to late teens, I started catching on that, okay, that's the Hank stuff, and there's the Johnny Cash stuff, and really starting to see his songs, which were his. And actually, it took there was one song, which is the title of the record, This Weary Way. I didn't know that that was not a Hank Williams song until my late 20s. It just seemed so perfectly Hank in terms of style, in terms of structure, and that may be, from my opinion, my dad's best song. And so that's one that took me an extra 10 years to figure out that it wasn't Hank's.
Wayne Scott, why didn't you make it more clear to your sons that you were writing songs?
I decided to try to be a singer instead of a writer. I tried singing my songs once, and I didn't like the cold feet and cold shoulder I got singing them.
And he's talking about a club. I mean, we used to play clubs like when I was a teenager. So he's talking about a night playing in a bar, you know, where they come to dance and drink and play five sets a night as far as the band is concerned. So that's what he's referring to, you know, that he did his songs one night, and, you know, of course they wouldn't know the songs and wondering why he's not doing, you know, the top 10 of the country music at that time. So I think that was his brush with trying out new, you know, his material out in public.
Did you give up after one shot at it?
Yeah. I never done it again. Now that's all I do, and it's great. I'm glad that he talked me into doing it, and I'm it's a new experience to me, and people actually listen to me too.
Well, you very generously offered to perform a duet for us, so I'd like to ask you to do a song that Wayne Scott you do on your CD, and it's called "Sunday with My Son," and it's a song that you wrote. Let me ask you to tell us what you're talking about in the song. It seems to be a song that directly comes out of your life.
Every word of it's the truth. That's the only way I can write. I only have inspiration. I don't have no education. Not that it's a gripe. I chose it. But my son was the youngest one. I hadn't seen him in a long time. And I had him one Sunday afternoon for 3 hours. And we chose, I just loved nature, so we went out into the woods to gather leaves and pine cones and things like that. And it was so beautiful, the song started going. I had to keep turning my back to him to not let him see the old man crying. And I come up with that song. So by the next morning, I had all of it, and it said exactly what I wanted it to say, and this is it.
So
you want to hear it now?
I actually want to hear it now, yeah.
Okay.
One, two.
As I look back on some bitter years, some things don't mean a thing. Like chasing women, writing songs, riding trucks and old freight trains. When I reach back for happy thoughts of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. Fill his heart with happiness the way that he fills mine. But you just can't make up 10 lost years in just 3 hours' time. Reflections calls for happy thoughts. When it does, well, I've got one. One thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as I gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. When memory feeds upon the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most is a Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son.
Oh, thank you for doing that. That's Wayne Scott singing and playing and guitar, and his son Daryl Scott accompanying him on banjo. And Daryl, thank you for bringing your father to our attention.
Absolutely,
by
truly
recording
my
him
pleasure.
And pushing him forward like that. So
truly my pleasure.
So Daryl, you have actually been able to make your career in music, both as a performer and as a songwriter. I mean, you as a songwriter, you've had several hits on the top of the Billboard Country chart.
Mm-hmm.
Did watching your father when you were growing up, watching him perform, but making a living all kinds of other ways, from working in the steel mill, I think, and
mm-hmm. steel mills and fence construction,
yeah,
delivering oil and mm-hmm. all sorts of things,
and moving mm-hmm. around the country. So uh-huh. watching him do that and just kind of playing on the side, did you think, well, me, I want to really play professionally and make my life playing?
Yeah, I think I kind of knew that even as a kid. It just was, I wouldn't say easy for me, but it came naturally. It was like a natural thing for me to gravitate toward and to play. And because I grew up in a family band. My dad, of course, played and sang and wrote, and I had older brothers who played and younger brothers. And, you know, it was just the kind of what you do as a family, how some we'll go camping or fishing or into baseball or whatever. And our thing really was to play music. And so I was kind of, online for that, really from the age of six. I started playing. And, because our family business was fence construction, which is a really hard labor out in the sun kind of thing. I also learned, at about 11 or 12 that it was better for me to stay home. And while the others were working, someone needed to answer the phone and cook. We were a bunch of bachelors, basically. My brothers and I lived with my dad. And so I was the cook, and so I found a way to get out of hard labor actually pretty early. And I just kind of kept that up. I'm still not into hard labor.
Wayne Scott, when your sons were born, did you look at them one by one and think, this is going to be my band?
Yep. That's why.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
They're all D's.
Yeah, all your sons, their names all start with the letter D. Why is that?
Yeah, that was for that reason. And they're...
What, so you could start a band with them?
Yeah. And their introduction to music was when they come home, I laid them in the bed and stood over them and played Hank Williams, Johnny Cash. Played with them about an hour or so. So you wouldn't wake up when you heard me singing at 2 in the morning, and for those reasons.
Yeah, we were used to it.
Oh, that's funny.
So they can sleep right through country music, or they can play it. Daryl, you knew he was a musician, I'd say at 3. And all the boys are professional, but Daryl's the best. I mean, if it's got strings on it, he can play it. And at 3 years old, it was vivid that he wouldn't be no fence builder.
So how did having sons whose names each started with the letter D help you in playing music or creating a band? I mean, I don't get that
part. I was going to name them the 2 Ds, the 3 Ds, the 4 Ds, or however many Ds it took. It's all going to be Ds, you know.
So Wayne Scott and the 4 Ds, the 5 Ds, yeah.
That's the way it came. And honestly, that was the reason. I was determined they'd be musicians.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking with us. Thank you.
Thanks,
Terry.
Wayne Scott and his son, Daryl Scott, speaking to Terry Gross in 2006. The father's album, produced by his son, is called This Weary Way.